The 90-Second Naturalist.
Hi there, I'm Thane Maynard. Did you know that some Antarctic octopus species have blue blood? Their blue blood pigment, known as hemocyanin, undergoes functional changes to improve the supply of oxygen to tissue at sub-zero temperatures. Octopods have three hearts and special veins that pump hemolymph. To find out what makes the hemocyanin of the Antarctic octopus so well adapted to cold water, the researchers collected and analyzed the hemolymph from the most abundant Antarctic octopod species and two octopus species collected from warmer climates, the Southeast Australian octopus and a Mediterranean species. The Antarctic octopus had the highest concentration of hemocyanin in its blood, at least 40% more compared to the other species. This trait may help the Antarctic octopus tolerate warmer temperatures in addition to the cold, and may link to the lifestyle of the species, which is also reported to reside in warmer, shallow waters and rock ponds. Considering the strong warming trend in the Antarctic Peninsula, this species may eventually benefit from its capacity to adjust blood oxygen supply to more variable temperatures than other species.
The 90-Second Naturalist is a production of Cincinnati Public Radio and the Cincinnati Zoo, with support from Cincinnati Public Radio members to spread the good news of the natural world.